Hi, this is Zach, and here's a recap of last week's Red Rock Mysteries.
Hey, Timberline!
Oh no.
Have you updated your will?
How would you like to go on a trip with me?
Hidden Golden Chamber will be on display this weekend, along with a rare golden nugget.
Pictures aren't allowed to—
Don't delete all of them!
There you go, no more pictures.
I guess there are bullies everywhere we go.
How are the burgers?
Really great.
The best ever. The grill makes them taste so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, Dylan.
There's something different about these burgers.
Yeah.
Now that's because it's bison meat.
Mm. Bison? As in?
Yep, buffalo.
What?
Buffalo!
You're kidding! Why would you wait until I was almost done to tell me?
Well, I figured if I told you, you wouldn't eat it. You went on and on about how cute they looked in the field today.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Here they come!
It's a buffalo burger stampede.
Dylan, stop playing with your food.
Can I play the ping pong machine now?
Pinball. It's a pinball machine, not ping pong.
Maybe we could work a deal. Ashley, you watch Dylan play the ping pong machine, and Bryce and I will tackle the dishes.
Deal. I'm done with my buffalo.
What?
Yahoo!
Wait, that doesn't seem fair.
Okay if I use the computer to email Mom?
Sure. What's wrong? Real men do dishes, you know.
Oh, I know that. I just thought we'd flip a coin or something.
Well, she'll get her turn. Here, hand me that towel.
Here we go.
Tell me what's going on at school.
What do you mean? The CATS test?
Is that what's bothering you?
Well, there's all this pressure to do well. It's a statewide testing thing. Starts Tuesday when we go back.
Ashley said something about this Boo kid.
Oh.
Honestly, your mom said she could tell weeks ago something was up. Wanted me to find out what it was.
Is that why you brought us up here?
We came to spend some time together and have a little fun. And talk. What about school?
It's nothing I can't handle.
I can respect that. You wanting to handle it on your own? But it's not a weak thing to admit you need help. It actually shows how strong you are.
Really?
Yeah. If something happens at school, wherever, don't keep it bottled up. Talk about it. With me, your mom, we're here, okay?
Yeah, okay. Hey, Sam. You said we could talk about anything, right?
Sure thing.
Well, I don't know how to...
Just ask. Shoot straight.
Well, why haven't you... I mean, what keeps you from...
The God thing.
Yeah. I mean, you're better than most Christians I know, the way you treat people, and you don't cheat people or cuss, at least not in front of Ashley and me.
How do you know I'm not a Christian?
Well, Mom said you weren't really interested, and you don't go to church with us.
I've gone before. The Christmas program last year, remember that?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Well, one of these days we'll have to have a long talk about that. For now, you should know that I respect your mother for the way she follows God. The way she lives her life. And I respect you and Ashley, too.
But what about you?
Let's just say God and I haven't gotten along too well for a while.
You mean because your wife died?
That's part of it, but it's complicated.
I understand.
It's tough on Lee, too. After her mother died, she... Well, it's just hard. So I don't ever want to discourage you from doing what you want to do. Church, Bible studies, whatever. But Lee and I, we're not there yet. We might not be there.
Got it. I understand. Thanks, Sam.
For what?
For not treating me like a kid.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dylan, want to let me try?
No, not now. You have to wait your turn.
You've been playing for half an hour.
Let him have his fun, Bryce. He has to go to bed pretty soon anyway.
No, I don't.
Did you get a hold of Mom?
I texted her and told her to call. I don't think the phone's getting a signal.
Can I check my email?
You could if the internet worked. It was fine for a few minutes, then poof, gone. Satellite TV is out too.
Bummer. Looks like it's board games or DVDs.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Nothing.
Which means it's something.
It's just... Haley.
What's wrong with her?
When I went over to her house... I've been looking for ways of talking with her about God, and now... I feel like I've blown my chance.
Because?
Something that happened.
That you don't want to tell me. Okay. But you'll get another chance. Just be her...
Just be her what?
Her friend. Look at this text.
Who's it from?
I don't recognize the number, but I can tell who it is.
Hey, Timberhead. I meant what I said. We'll be waiting for you. You know who. How'd he get your number?
I have no idea.
He's a bully, Bryce. He wants you to be scared.
Oh, he's doing a good job.
Dylan!
He's still in the ping pong machine.
Dylan, why don't you come up here and take a bath?
I don't want to take a bath!
A shower, then.
I don't want to take a shower! I want to play ping pong!
You can wear your miner's hat.
Okay!
You should take a picture of that.
We'll be up here if you need us.
Sounds good.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't know, watch something?
Good idea. I actually found a DVD that looks really good. And I've never seen it before.
Please tell me it's not a horse movie.
No, this is not just a horse movie. This horse gets hurt, and a girl has to help it get better so it can race again.
Which is every horse movie ever made. They're always getting sick or breaking a leg.
Just give it a chance. Watch the trailer.
I'm sorry, Benny. I don't think Destiny will ever race again.
No, he will. He has to. I'll help him.
I think I'm gonna die.
Benny, sometimes we have to do hard things. And maybe it's time that we do the hard thing with Destiny.
Saved by the telephone.
Oh, that's so sad. Hello? Mom? Who is this? Hello?
Maybe it's Boo.
How could he get this number? Whoever it was hung up.
They say anything?
Nothing. That was creepy.
Maybe it was Destiny's vet calling for acting lessons. Seriously, Ash, this movie looks totally lame.
It's good! You just don't like to cry.
I'm fine with crying. It's getting sick to my stomach that's the problem. Look, don't tell Sam any more about Boo, okay? And if the phone rings again, let me grab it.
Okay, fine with me.
Great. Watching this almost makes me forget about Boo. Almost.
We'll need to put Destiny in a cast.
Will it hurt?
That's what they'll do for me. Put me in a full body cast. I'll have to drink my next buffalo burger through a straw.
Ew. You want to tell Sam about the phone call?
No. I don't want him to think we're sissies.
Why doesn't he just leave us alone?
Let me get it. Look, I don't know how you got this number, but you better stop calling.
If you don't want to talk to me, I guess I'll hang up.
Mom.
It's her?
What's going on over there in the mountains?
We just had a prank call. It's nothing.
Let me talk to her.
Where's Sam?
Giving Dylan a bath. Hang on, Ashley wants to talk with you. I'll put you on speaker.
Mom, you won't believe what happened. I was gonna write you an email, but we can't get online.
What happened?
I found my old video camera. You know the micro one?
That's great. Where was it?
In Sam's glove compartment. I've got some great stuff to show you when we get home.
Yeah, but a mean guy erased all my pictures I was gonna send you from my camera. It was so frustrating.
Where did this happen?
At Goldtown. I'll tell you more later. What's going on there? You getting a lot done?
Well, I was, until Lee had a little accident.
What?
She backed Randy's truck into a post and bent his fender.
Her first accident. How romantic.
Well, she must feel terrible.
Yeah, Randy was great about it. He said that's what trucks are for.
Aww, how sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mom, they have a pinball machine here, and Sam can hardly get Dylan off of it. It's pretty funny.
Oh, and Sam fed us buffalo tonight.
Ooh, tasty. I wish I could be there.
He didn't tell us what it was until after dinner. I was so mad.
Well, what are you guys doing now?
Ashley's forcing me to watch a horse movie.
Oh, you know you like it.
Okay, guys. Ashley, why don't you let your brother pick the next one? Maybe something with a little more action, a little less hooves.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Sing it again!
No, we're all done, Dylan.
Please, sing Twinkle!
No, you need to go to sleep.
I need a drink! And my raccoon!
Okay, look, I got you a drink already, remember? I tucked you in, your raccoon is right here, I read you a story, I sang a song, and now it is time for you to go to sleep.
You're mean!
I'm not mean, you're tired. Now, I love you, and it's gonna be a fun day tomorrow, so go to sleep, okay?
I want Mom!
You'll see Mom in a couple of days. Night-night, buddy.
I need a drink for my raccoon!
Ugh.
Are you gonna be okay?
His eyes were drooping during the last round of Twinkle Twinkle.
You're really getting good at that song. Ought to take it to Gold Town and hold out a hat.
Yeah, funny. Oh. Where were we?
Your turn.
Sorry!
Looks like you're headed back to the corral, Sam.
I see a trend here of you two ganging up on me.
Wait, here it comes.
Let it go. Oh, nice.
That was definitely a 7.5.
What? That was at least a 9.
Nope, 7.5, and I'm sticking to it.
I protest the judge from Colorado.
Burping contest being played under protest.
No instant rebirths. Judge's decision is final.
You know, I don't think Mom would enjoy our contest as much as...
We do.
Now that was an 8.
It is kind of gross, but I haven't laughed this hard since...
Since what?
I don't know. Since our dad did the same kind of thing with us. He loved playing board games.
Remember when he taught us dominoes?
Yeah. All you wanted to do was set them up and knock them down.
I wish I could have met him. He sounds like a great guy.
He was.
Well, I hate to break up the party, but I'm going to bed.
So soon? Come on, we'll start a new game, Sam, and we won't gang up on you this time.
Nope, you two beat me fair and square. You go ahead and finish. I just have one thing left to say before I go to bed.
What's that?
This is really important.
What is it?
Oh, that breaks the record.
No fair. You have a longer throat than we do.
You were holding that in all this time?
I'll admit I was saving the best for last.
I give him a 10.
Yeah, definite 10.
All right, don't stay up too late. I have some fun stuff planned for us tomorrow.
All right.
Ooh, I don't like this part where the leeches crawl all over him.
You've seen this 20 times. You know how it turns out.
I know, but I don't like the leeches.
Better than a lame horse.
I don't know.
Remember watching this with Dad?
Yeah.
You know, I feel kind of bad for enjoying the game with Sam. It's almost like we're betraying Dad.
I was thinking the same thing.
What is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a reflection of the TV. Turn it off. I thought I saw somebody out there, outside the back window.
You're trying to scare me.
No, seriously, I thought I saw somebody.
Okay, then hit the light. I didn't know it was snowing.
Yeah, it started while I was tucking Dylan in. It's coming down hard.
Well, if somebody's out there, they could go right up the side of the cliff.
There! See that orange glow?
No.
By the tree. It gets brighter, and then... He's smoking a cigarette. That's what it is.
Well, what's he doing out there?
Bryce, I think he's watching the house. Where is he? Bryce, what if whoever's out there wanted Sam to go outside?
I see the flashlight in the trees. Must be at the side.
I guess he'll come around to the back window. I hope he doesn't go too far and slip off the edge. The snow's gotta make it slick.
What if he gets jumped?
Stop! What are you doing?
Getting ready to dial 911 if something happens.
You think they have 911 out here?
Look, there he is. He's headed toward the driveway. You think he saw something?
I don't know, but I do know that we're alone.
Did you lock the sliding door downstairs?
You were the last one in tonight.
No way, you were!
Okay, stop. We'll go down there together. We need to make sure that door is locked.
Turn on the light.
You turn on the light. You're closer.
Sam?
Yeah, it's me. Open up. Everything's okay.
I guess I did lock it.
Why did you run down the driveway?
Thought I heard a car, but I didn't find it. I did find this by the side of the house.
A cigarette?
Mm-hmm. Still fresh.
I don't like this.
And I noticed the satellite cable's been cut. That's probably why we don't have internet or TV.
That's weird.
There's probably an explanation, but just in case, you two sleep in the bunk room. I'll be here on the couch.
Why would somebody be watching us?
I don't know. Let's get some sleep. We'll figure this out tomorrow.
What'd the deputy say?
Not much. They're not going to be able to get over here today. Sounded like they were busy.
Morning.
Come here, buddy. You can sleep through just about anything, can't you?
How could they not have time to investigate a prowler?
What's a prowler?
It's... nothing, Dylan. Come on, have some breakfast.
All right, it's time for fun. We have fresh snow out there and we're gonna take advantage of it. There's a great slope at a resort not far from here. We'll rent some skis or snowboards or just go tubing. What do you say?
Can I come?
You bet. Let's eat and we'll head out.
Snow in the area. Be careful on the roadways. But the big news, if you just crawled out from under a rock, is the robbery last night at Gold Town.
Wait, did he say robbery?
Sam, turn it up.
We have the sheriff on the line now. Hey, sounds like somebody struck it rich last night, Sheriff.
That's right, Tiny. About 6 o'clock last night, as they were shutting down for the evening, the owner of the Golden Nugget noticed something strange. It was a lot lighter than the original.
I need to go to the
bathroom.
So
somebody replaced the real one with a fake.
Okay, yeah, Dylan, just hang on. Let us hear
this.
I
imagine you're pretty busy with this.
You mean we were looking at fake gold?
Do you have any leads?
No, I gotta go bad!
Okay, Dylan, we're almost there. We'll head over to Gold Town. Dylan can use the restroom and we can tell them what we saw yesterday.
Thanks for taking this time for us, Sheriff.
Thanks, Dylan.
Okay, I think I have everything, Mr. Timberline.
You haven't asked us anything, Deputy. You haven't listened to us.
I have your contact information. If the sheriff needs you, he'll call.
You haven't heard what happened with my children yesterday.
You mean the camera incident?
Yeah, how do you know about it?
The store owner told us what happened.
And what did he say?
He was apologetic, but I understand there were two cameras.
No, only Ashley's was erased.
He probably means Bryce's old video camera.
Yes, the sheriff would like to see that.
He would.
Does your son have it with him?
I can check.
Is that him over there with the little boy?
Yeah. Hey, Bryce, have your video camera with you?
No, I left it back at the cabin.
Maybe we could bring it back to the sheriff later.
You can bring it here, to me. I'll be here all evening.
Unbelievable.
What happened in there?
There was this deputy who took our number. He asked for your camera.
What would he want with my camera?
I'm not sure.
There was something weird about the deputy, though.
Yeah? What do you mean?
I don't know. He looked kind of familiar. Hey, look at that car.
What car?
The green one over there.
What about it?
The driver. He's staring at us.
Well, I'm done with Gold Town. Let's go have some fun.
I'm glad we all went tubing instead of splitting up.
You were just scared somebody in a green car would chase you down the slope.
What?
I don't think I've ever heard you squeal that loud before, Dylan. You have fun on the mountain?
Uh-huh. Can we go back after we eat?
Well, we probably ought to head home.
Here you go, a burger and fries for you two young men.
Thanks.
Is it buffalo?
Not tonight. This is cow meat.
Here's your salad plate.
Thank you.
Meatloaf for you.
Looks great.
Will there be anything else?
I don't think so. What's wrong, Dylan?
I want cartoons!
He wants what?
Cartoons!
He means croutons. Yeah.
You see your sister's salad, don't you?
Well, when you finish what you have, I'll get you some, okay?
Here, have one of my cartoons.
You okay, Dylan?
I don't like this. It's yucky.
Here, try some ketchup.
I don't like it on top like
that. Just calm down. We're in a restaurant.
I want mustard.
Inside voice, Dylan.
This situation is deteriorating pretty fast.
I don't like this.
Somebody's tired.
Yeah, look, I know you guys just started dinner, but would you mind if we took this back to the cabin?
Sounds like a plan.
Miss, can we get some boxes for this and the check?
Sure thing, hon.
I want cartoons!
Sure didn't take him long to fall asleep.
We didn't do too well with nap management. That's what Mom calls it.
I have to remember that term. Hey, I thought I put that chain up before we left.
Maybe it fell.
Well, I'd like to keep Dylan asleep if we can. Bryce, why don't you unlock the front door? I'll see what I can do with the little guy.
No problem.
Your mom's such a pro at moving him from the car to the house without waking him up.
Yeah, but sometimes she just leaves him in the seat when it's warm enough. It's tricky getting him into bed because...
Sam, you better come see this.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Bryce, you woke him up.
Sorry, but the front door's open. Someone's been in there. Or they're still here. Whoa.
It looks like a tornado hit.
Who would do something like this? And why?
Look at the cushions. They just ripped them from the chairs and the couch. They flipped over the table. It's such a mess.
Well, the TV's still here, so they weren't after that.
You think they were looking for something the owner has?
You got me.
Okay, it's all clear. Nobody in the house, but they sure trashed the place.
Did they take the ping pong machine?
Why don't you go look, buddy?
Okay.
Yes, I want to report a break-in at a cabin where we're staying near Goldtown. My name is Sam Timberline. Yeah, let me get the address. No, nobody's hurt.
Well, they didn't take the pinball machine.
You did the right thing calling us, Mr. Timberline. But with the robbery investigation, the sheriff said not to promise anything. I can give you this for the owner's insurance.
Thanks.
You're not going to look for the people who broke in?
I wish we could. This is not the priority right now, you understand?
So we should go ahead and clean up?
You said yourself you don't think anything is missing. This looks like more of a case of vandalism. Do you have anybody who might have a gripe against you or the kids?
Not that I know of.
Not around here.
Well, thank you for your time, Deputy.
You bet. Oh, the video camera. Did you take a look for it, young man?
I looked all over. Only thing I can think is I might have dropped it outside somewhere. I'll keep looking.
Okay. Well, thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
Hey, good night. I'm gonna call the owner of the cabin. You two okay?
Sure, Sam. Go ahead.
What do you think?
About the break-in?
Yeah.
Something doesn't fit. I don't think this was a random thing. I mean, I think they were looking for something.
But what?
I don't know. Man, I wish Mom was here.
Yeah, she could help us figure it out.
Wait, do you hear that?
No, I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
Dylan!
What's up with Dylan? And who would break into the cabin? Was it a vengeful buffalo? Sounds like Ashley's kind of scared. And if you've ever been scared, here's a great Bible verse from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. It's a short one. It goes like this: perfect love drives out fear. So if you're ever afraid, I want you to think about God's perfect love for you, and then let His perfect love drive out fear. Remember, you can always email us here at redrockmysteries@keysforkids.org. Today's episode, Haunted Waters Part 2, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Today's show was adapted by Chris Fabry and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Busteed, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. And as always, I'm Zach. And I hope you come back next time for more fun on Red Rock Mysteries.